It's Brian, your lunatic friend. You ever feel outnumbered looking around and seeing how many people don't believe in Jesus? Sure feels like we're in the minority to me. Here in America, we tend to think that the majority is right. And that's why we have always elected the right leaders. So when I read that straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and few there are who find it, I start worrying about the majority and how crazy am I to think I might be in the chosen few? And how is God going to save them? Because I sure ain't getting it done. I know it says that God is not willing that any should perish, so it certainly seems like he has the power to deliver everyone. But pray to God if it's up to me, because I don't even relate to the majority of people. I grew up in an evangelistic world where we were always reaching out to the unbelievers. And man, it was a miracle if two people came forward at the altar call. It's a good thing that God has an eternity, because that's how long it's going to take to convert people at this rate. Or maybe we need more Billy Graham rallies? But then I read somewhere that only 3 out of 100 follow through on their decisions for Christ. So what are we going to do with people in other religions? Or how about the mentally ill who wouldn't understand the 4 spiritual laws if you read it to them? And then to add insult to injury, I saw a clip on TikTok where a guy was walking around and interrupting people saying, "Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in Jesus Christ?" And there was like a 15-second clip and 200 people that he talked to. All of them said, "No, get away from me. I don't want to talk to you." And I was embarrassed for his delivery and probably the conclusion he came to. And without realizing it, he probably helped a few movie makers reach a conclusion about anyone who believes in God based on the Bible, a bunch of clueless, Bible-thumping, self-righteous people. Peter says in his first volume, "Always be prepared to give everyone an answer who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have." It's interesting that he never says, "Go tell them what the answer is before they ask you, and be emphatic and dogmatic." And when they do ask, it says to do it with gentleness and respect. It's gentleness and respect, not belligerent and make a respectacle out of yourself. And there's your nutshell sermon. I know that God uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, but I don't think we have to make an effort to make it look that way. The Bible does say to share our faith, and it's not supposed to be a homework assignment. It should come from the passions that you naturally follow. Jesus said, "Nobody can come to me except the Father who sent me draws him." And a friend told me once, anything you can talk somebody into, the devil can talk them out of. So don't start thinking it's our clever endeavors that lead people to Christ. But I sure enjoy being your lunatic friend on the back row. You're an encouragement to me when you haven't said a thing. Thanks for your contribution, and thanks for gathering.